Denial and defensiveness. The category of, quote, denial and defensiveness, end quote, is defined as, quote, the habit of denying and defending against the ways in which white supremacy and racism are produced and our individual or collective participation in that production, end quote. Those in power experience criticism as threatening, abuse, or rude slash inappropriate. How it manifests. Many interviewees named the aspirational goal equivalent to, quote, all voices matter, end quote, which inherently embraces identity erasure and denies the lived experiences of oppression that marginalized music therapists endure. Denial is evident in both the denial of the importance of identity, parentheses, quote, I don't see color, end quote, quote, it doesn't matter what your identity is, end quote, close parentheses, and the denial of harm perpetrated against marginalized music therapists and clients by the MAR executive board. Defensiveness shows up in causing a lot of barriers for new ideas, especially when those new ideas are in regards to DEI topics, parentheses, such as anonymized voting and DEI questions on conference proposals, close parentheses, which makes progress nearly impossible. Defensiveness can also manifest as weaponizing being upset about being called in regarding topics of oppression or hanging onto old ways of doing things, because doing something else implies that the old way wasn't good, parentheses, either slash or thinking, close parentheses. Marginalized interviewees noted significant emotional labor needed to navigate MAR executive board defensiveness. Many interviewees noted that their concerns aren't taken seriously or are met with such statements as, quote, well, we are trying, end quote. Consequences. Without acknowledgement of identity and oppression, the MAR executive board can't address oppressive actions and structures. Additionally, denial and defensiveness protects old ways of operating because it becomes increasingly difficult for people to name oppressive actions as they happen because time must be spent navigating the defensive emotions and behaviors. Marginalized members have reported several times not feeling safe and not trusting the actions of the MAR executive board. Other ways. MAR executive board members can begin by calling each other in when denial or defensiveness becomes apparent within communication or meetings. The fear that propels defensiveness can be named and addressed. Individual members of the executive board can begin to notice and work on their own defensive feelings around change and progress. This individual work should be prioritized and can be supported through educational resources and DEI trainings slash support groups. The MAR executive board can begin to discuss when defensiveness impedes progress and change and brainstorm ways to move forward when denial and defensiveness become apparent within the space. The MAR executive board may also recognize that those who hold more power are more likely to experience defensiveness and thus have a greater responsibility to process those feelings. Additionally, the MAR executive board can give themselves grace and let go of the need to take it personally when criticism about oppressive practice is illuminated.